USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is passed.
Vice President Mike Pence's tie-breaking vote wasn't needed as senators early today approved the Republican tax cut bill. The White House saying the president will be hosting a bill passage event at about 3 o'clock Eastern time today to celebrate, as many taxpayers are trying to determine how the bill affects them.
This is really too confusing for me.
I like the fact that we're going to get some money back.
Those folks interviewed on the streets of Newark, New Jersey. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says he is working with Democrats and Republicans to come up with a solution to sexual misconduct on Capitol Hill. He was asked on NBC's Today Show about misconduct accusations leveled against President Trump, Ryan saying it's not the job of Congress to investigate allegations made against the president.
Those are criminal matters that Congress doesn't do criminal investigations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my Blue Blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't waste your holiday vacation cooking dinner. Instead, waste it watching TV or catching up on sleep. And let me prepare a home-style meal for the family with a KFC $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of delicious original recipe chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. Just $20. All right, get along now. That TV isn't going to watch itself. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
The NTSB says it's making progress investigating Monday's deadly Amtrak train derailment in Washington State, but will take interviews with the crew to answer some of the questions, like why the train was going 80 miles an hour in a stretch that was marked for 30 miles an hour tops. A half dozen senators are said to be working with President Trump's chief of staff on terms for a bill that would protect young illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as kids or dreamers. Mark Mayfield has more.
The senators and chief of staff John Kelly met at the White House yesterday. After the meeting, Kelly said the administration will soon come out with a list of policy changes, including border security that it wants in a deal on the 800,000 people known as Dreamers. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake says senators can't come up with a bill until they know what Trump will sign. The senators have been negotiating a bipartisan package since Trump announced in September he would end the DACA program that protects Dreamers from deportation. He gave Congress until March to come up with a bill.
Remember, we're online at usaradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's a new unconfirmed count of how many civilians lost their lives in Iraq during the nine-month-long operation to drive ISIS out of its last stronghold in the city of Mosul. Iraqi officials have claimed that 1,200 people or so were killed by that fighting, which included coalition airstrikes targeting ISIS. But a new report from the Associated Press claims the number is actually over 9,000 and could top 11,000 civilians being killed. A former archbishop accused of shielding priests who molested children has died. Cardinal Bernard Law dying early today at the age of 86. He'd resigned from the Boston Archdiocese in 2002 amid an investigation into child sexual abuse, his resignation following a Boston Globe article that blew the lid off that sex abuse scandal. Money may be able to buy certain kinds of happiness, but some new research finds poor people are actually happier than rich folks, as we hear from Lisa Carter.
A new study from the University of California looks at different types of happiness and how social class might affect them. The survey of over 1,500 U.S. adults from diverse backgrounds showed that wealthy people experience more contentment and amusement than those with less money. Poor people, however, report a greater amount of love, compassion, and all of the world around them. The study's lead author says people who make more money are more likely to derive happiness from their own accomplishments, while people with lower incomes appear to form stronger bonds with others to help cope with their circumstances.
This is USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And my topic today is about Rudolph. Is he a victim or a hero? Now, I was really wondering what I was going to do as my topic today. I feel like the past several weeks I've been talking about families and holidays and giving and receiving, and really wasn't going to do another show on something like that. And I thought Rudolph is kind of the buzz of the time. He is in the news. There are people that are looking at him as a victim, saying we should remove the story because it does teach our children about bullying and victimhood. And so I'm going to talk about that perspective first. Yes, Rudolph is different. He's born with a red nose. He was pushed aside and bullied. He was made to feel unloved and unwanted. Even his own parents were ashamed of him, covering his nose up with a little black cover to make him look, quote unquote, like he belongs to the rest. He gets tortured in a way, I'm going to say he's not included in the other reindeer games, pushed aside, laughed at, excluded. He really felt unloved and unwanted. He was a victim, just like many other children are. Victims. Victims of older children who bully, peers that bully, siblings that bully. It is painful, and it is hurtful, and it is damaging. And Rudolph really is one of these bullied victims. Even the adults push him aside, make fun of him, scoff at him. And he looks at what is different about him as a failure, saying, even my nose gives me away. There's no place safe. He doesn't feel like he can be part of society. Not only has he been rejected by his parents' friends, his peers, even Santa Claus. He has learned to reject himself. He is a victim of his bright, shiny, on-the-nose disfiguration. He doesn't belong. And so the story of Rudolph can be about being a victim. Even after he quote-unquote saves the day, he still has that moniker of Rudolph the Red Nose. He's still labeled and has lived almost a century with this label of Rudolph the Red Nose. And we laugh. We ourselves laugh at the bullying that goes on for this poor dear. No one comes to his rescue. No one wants to interact with him. No one treats him with respect. Now, many of us live in this situation in our lives. We've been bullied as children, and we can even be bullied as adults. We can come from backgrounds where we were abused as children. And it is painful. We can be in school. We can be different and feel excluded and learn to hate ourselves. And we become victims, immobilized by what has gone on in our lives. It is painful. It can even lead to the point of suicide. Because it is that painful. I don't know how to get out of it. As a matter of fact, in some ways we look at someone who is different as a threat, which is part of why we bully. It's a threat to our own safety. That person is different. We don't know how to deal with that. We don't know how to cope with it. Instead of opening our arms and accepting, we push away and we bully and we ostracize. And we don't give any sympathy or empathy to people who are different. So this is the story of Rudolph. Rudolph, the victim, the bullied red-nosed reindeer, the ostracized, the abused, the minority, and the confused. He becomes a menace to everyone. He even sees that his own existence is a threat to his family, not just the herd in general, but to his own family. And his only recourse is to leave. Some people, as I said, may go to that point of even suicide because it's so painful. Or they find other ways of running away, which may be getting involved in drugs and alcohol, or really running away. So that is Rudolph the victim. And there is a current push to remove the story of Rudolph because he is a victim, because it teaches us about bullying. Because we don't want bullying to be part of our society. So we're going to eliminate the story. And I'm not making that up. There is a real concerted effort by some in the media, not all, but some, to say, we really need to not show this to our children. Because of the bullying and the abuse and the pointing fingers at. And even though he comes through a hardship, he's still the red-nosed reindeer. For all history. So it's problematic. What do we do with this story? The story that we all heard, we all sing the song, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He's been put down and mocked. And I think a lot of kids can identify with that, which is really sad. So I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about Rudolph, the victim or the hero. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamiro, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, the victimized creature who is different, bullied, put down. Is he a victim or is he a hero? Well, I want to talk a little bit about what is called the hero's journey. Now, this is something that we've known for centuries. Because the hero's journey is part of all our stories in mythology. It's even part of our religious celebrations. The hero is a metaphor for each of our lives if we are open. So what is this hero's journey? Where does it start? Well, usually it starts at home, in our hometown, in a peaceful kingdom, in suburbia, in our tenement. The hero, each one of us, may be dissatisfied with the ordinary. The everyday routine. Or we may be dissatisfied with the situation of what's going on. We are unhappy. We are depressed. We are anxious. We are frustrated. And one of the things about those feelings is it can actually be a call to action. So the hero, each one of us, can be called to take action. And it is an adventure of a sort, though I'm going to say most people who come into therapy don't feel like it's an adventure, but I know I often talk to them and saying, this is a journey. This is a journey, and we're taking a road, and the road can have crossroads, like the yellow brick road. Which way do I go? And it can get dark, and we're in the deep woods, and it can have scary monsters and wild flying monkeys. It is the path of our lives. It is our journey. We can either heed the call or we can stay where we are, dissatisfied, unhappy, bullied, the victim of our situation. We can stay there. But generally speaking, the hero makes a decision and says, I'm going to take action. I may not know what's coming up, but I'm going to move forward. The hero makes a conscious and willing decision to embark on an adventure, leaving the unknown world behind. This happens all the time with my clients. I don't know what it's going to be like when I get to the other side. I don't know what it's like to be sober. I don't know what it's like to be free of anxiety. I don't know what it's like to be happy and not depressed. These are scary places because I don't know what it's like. I don't know how to set boundaries. I don't know what good self-esteem looks like. It's scary. But it is the journey. And the hero's journey on a spiritual aspect represents a death and rebirth, which is, again, I'm going to say, not just in these fairy tales, such as Rudolph, which I'm going to talk a little bit more about, but even in the season, the religious seasons that we celebrate. There's always trials on this journey. Deadly terrain, monsters, temptations. A journey into the underworld. It's a dream walk. The new Star Wars has come out. The whole Star Wars story is about the hero, the good versus evil. The journey from the dark side. It's a quest for the answer of who am I? That is part of the hero's journey. By taking the journey, ultimately, you return home with a new freedom to live your life. I don't know anyone who hasn't had this type of journey. Yes, we can stay in that role of victim, or we can become a hero. A hero in our own lives. So I want to look at Rudolph again, because that is my topic, to see, is he a hero? What is his journey? Is he still that victim? The ever known, forever and ever, that red-nosed misfit. So, we all know Rudolph has a distinguishing flaw, that shiny nose, laughed at. He's wounded. He's hurt, and he's tortured. He is rejected. He is the victim. And so part of what happens is we have a crisis. A crisis in the story. It's foggy. It's unclear. I don't know where I am, and I don't know where I'm going. I'm feeling powerless over this situation. I'm powerless over my depression, my addiction, my anxiety, my broken relationship. I'm powerless even over the person that's bullying me. And it's foggy. I don't know how to get out of it. But one of the things that happens is that Rudolph chooses to take the journey. It's a scary journey, but he takes it, and he faces his nemesis. He faces his monster. And he faces his monster in the form of the abominable snowman. And it's really scary.
Now, we know that he had to find his folks right away.
And he knew where he had to look. The cave of the abominable snow monster.
The Abominable Snow Monster. We all have that monster in our lives. Sometimes from our childhood, sometimes of our own creating. But that monster is there. And it's really scary to face. And that is part of the journey for all of us, facing our own monsters. I think anytime someone comes into my office, the amount of courage to face their monsters, for anyone who goes to therapy, that's why, part of why I do this show, I want to remove the stigma, giving people that door to say, you know what, let me go through that and leave my monsters, face them, defeat them, and leave them. That is the journey. It is an adventure. We can all refuse it and stay stuck. Or we can say, I'm in. I know that this is going to be painful. But I have to face it. And, you know, Rudolph's struggle is painful. It's frightening. He ends up on the island of misfit toys. He can stay there with all the other misfits and feel part of. He can go that far and stay there. I'm going to be part of the I am a misfit. I'm going to be with the rest of the misfits. We're all misfits together. And that's it. But that's not the end of the story. Rudolph and the other misfits do not stay on the island of misfit toys. Because this is part of all their journey. Just like it's part of our journey. It is, life is an adventure, and we can either stay victims or not. There's a little poem, some of you may know of it. It's called Autobiography in 5 Chapters. Walking down the street, there's a big hole. I fall in. I don't know how I got here. I sit here for a while trying to figure it out. I don't know how to get out. It's not my fault. Finally, I figure out how to get out. And I get out. Okay, it's not my fault. Somebody else's fault. That's the victim. Next day, I'm walking down the same street. There's a hole in the street. I fall in. It's still not my fault, but I know how to get out. The third day, I walk down the same street. See, it's a journey. I keep walking. I'm going. I'm moving forward. Third day, I walk down the same street. There's a big hole. I fall in. But this time, it's my fault. And I get out. Fourth day, walk down the same street. I see the hole. I walk around the hole. I'm gaining personal power. and the fifth day I walked down another street. That is, again, the story of the hero. Each one of us has that journey. I can start off by feeling like the victim, but I can see that I can make some new choices. I can walk around the hole. I can even walk down a different street. Sometimes we have to fight for it. Build new allies. Recognize that there are enemies. Approach that deep, dark cave and go through our crazy ordeal. I might die, or I might be resurrected. I've been fighting for so long, I may not know any other way. But finally, I come through. A new person. So I'm going to take another little break. And I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo.
Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling and I have a private practice here in Flemington. If anyone is interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor, O-R.net. You can follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. I would love to have you follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. You can go down the list on Counselor's Chat, Facebook Counselor's Chat, and see different topics that I have talked about. You can then go on the website and download podcast of the coordinating date so you can then pick your topic and be able to listen to it at any time. So we do have an archive of shows. If you are interested in setting up an appointment, please give me a call at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I work with adults and adolescents, also with couples. Work with many different types of issues, depression, anxiety, addiction recovery, codependency, grief and loss, just to name a few things. Also, if you would like to just call and leave a message about the show, Counselor's Chat, please feel free to do that. Again, 908-237-2899, and you can also suggest a topic if you have a topic that you would like me to talk on. And I'd love to hear from you. So today, my topic, because I feel like throughout the holidays from Thanksgiving, I've been talking about dysfunctional families and how to get through holidays with that and self-care and giving and receiving and all of those different things that are about the holidays, that I wanted to come up with something a little different. And so I'm talking about Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, that poor victim. The one that's been rejected by his community, who was laughed at and wounded and rejected. The one who has a crisis situation in his life. That foggy Christmas Eve. Who gets called out to make change. Santa came to say, Santa came and called out Rudolph. His great weakness becomes his greatest strength. Wow. Now, isn't that part of the hero's journey? Absolutely. For all of us. So that if really low self-esteem is my weakness, learning how to have good, healthy self-esteem can become my greatest strength. So self-esteem, high self-esteem, self-esteem becomes my greatest strength. The amount of people I have heard say, I am so grateful that I'm a recovering alcoholic. Because I've learned so much about myself. I have been able to help so many other people through depression because I've come through depression. I'm amazed what I can accomplish when I do not allow my anxiety to consume me. I become in charge of my own self. And that weakness becomes my strength. That is the process of therapy. To go from being a victim to a hero in your own life. And so often, when that happens, it not only changes you, the individual, but it changes the people around you. So Rudolph, he leads and guides the sleigh through the fog. I'm always in awe by the amount of people that have been touched through therapy. And what I mean by that is I have one person come, and they're working on their own anxiety, their own depression, their own addiction. They get a handle on these things. They get aha moments. They share a book with their mother-in-law, with their sister. They work differently with their children. They begin to start educating their spouse on what they're learning. It spreads from that one person. I'm always in awe of that, how one person, because of going to counseling and going through the process, begins to change the other people in their lives. That person, through the depth of their pain, leads the rest of their family out of danger. And this is the hero's story. Not only through the process of counseling do you look at your own monsters, but when you begin to change, the people around you begin to change. Sometimes what happens is they try and pull you back to the old behavior because it's comfortable. I don't know what to do with a sober dad. I don't know how to handle a mom who is not depressed. I've been so busy trying to take care of my spouse because she's got such horrible self-esteem that now that her self-esteem is good, I don't know what to do. You mean I have to start focusing on myself and my own growth and my own development? And my own journey, that's part of what happens. So I look at this story as a way to move from victimhood to hero. We don't forget the pain. We just stop living it. Each one of us has this journey where we can become strong, independent, high self-esteemed people with the ability to set good boundaries and good limits. I guarantee you that Rudolph is now revered in his community. For they now love him and they shout out with glee that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is going to go down in history. His memory lives on because he is the hero, not the victim. Yes, we can do this. We can say hero, poor Rudolph, he's the victim. And we don't want to talk about it and we want to ignore it. And we're going to remove the story because we don't want to taint our children with a story of bullying. We don't want to do that. Or we can look at it from the perspective of a hero's journey, helping our children who are being bullied to overcome, to help them through the pain. And even when you're an adult, to enter counseling, your journey, And we are going to have many journeys through our life. It's not just one. It's not just one journey. Here's the thing that's interesting. Rudolph, every Christmas, leads the sleigh. That's part of his journey. The misfit toys are returned and are now part of everyday life. They're incorporated into everyday society. And they are loved. I think of the story of the Velveteen Rabbit. It's another one. Hero's journey. It's just some dirty old rabbit with its button eyes all pulled off and tossed aside. Nobody cares. And he has a journey. And becomes real. Becomes real, a real bunny. And Rudolph becomes real. He's not ostracized. He's not victimized. He is now part of the community. And he wears his red nose as a badge of courage. He wears his red nose with pride. It is no longer a mark of victimhood. So yes, we can say, I don't really want this story. I don't want my children to know this story. I don't want them to be part of anything where bullying occurs. This poor reindeer. Bullied, rejected reindeer. But it is a story of a hero. And I think we need to look at it that way. Because it really signifies all of us. I think everyone has had pain in their life. I just can't imagine that there's someone who hasn't had pain in their life. Some have had more things happen to them than others. Some have been victimized to a deeper extent than others. But ultimately, if we are willing to look at it, face our enemy, talk about it, put it out there, let people know. I mean, this whole sexual thing that's, you know, harassment that we're hearing about. We're talking about it. And that's the thing. That's about this story of Rudolph. It's talked about. We know about it. We can use it. To move forward as an example and be a hero in our own life. I always love when I have clients that say, you know, I'm so tired of being the victim. I'm tired of being the victim. Yes, my childhood sucked. Yes, I had awful parents that were alcoholic. Yes, I was sexually abused as a child. Yes, I was in a relationship where I was battered. Yes, I've been a victim of my own addiction or my own depression or my obsessive compulsive disorder or my anxiety disorder. I'm a victim of my own codependency. But I'm tired of being the victim and I want to push through it because those are my monsters. I want to be a hero in my own life with good self-esteem, with healthy people who are supportive and loving. And be an example for others who are also struggling because that is part of the process. That is part of the journey. So, I hope this was a useful topic for today with Christmas right around the corner. It is going to be a big holiday for many of us. And as usual, I want to make sure that you all have a safe Christmas, safe holiday, that your Hanukkah was safe and filled with joy. Make sure that you don't drink and drive. Try not to overeat. Don't let up on self-care. Keep your routines. Add a little meditation. Sit and enjoy the lights of your tree. Take a drive around and look at the lights of people's houses. And think about the story and the journey. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The weather for today, it is currently 45 degrees. This afternoon will be mostly cloudy with a high near 44. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 23. Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 39, and Thursday night mostly cloudy with a low of 25. Friday, a slight chance of freezing rain before 9 a.m., and rain likely Friday night. Saturday, rain is also likely with a high near 55. Saturday night, a slight chance of rain, and some rain on Sunday, which would be Christmas Eve. And Christmas Day, a slight chance of rain and or snow. It is currently 1 o'clock.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump to hold a celebration at the White House at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, a celebration of the past.